This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, May 26th. Or is it 27th? I don't know the days.
27th.
It's the 27th now, okay? It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be the host for today. Today we're going to talk labor. We're going to talk about labor and where it stands today, but particularly about the headline today. The TUC will not take part in the Labor Day Parade. And this is by Obi Ferguson. Right? A number of persons have issues with Obi Ferguson and his TUC umbrella union, right? And basically because it's the partnership or the stance he had three, 4 years ago when Labour seemed to have partnered, Labour seemed to have embraced a political feel, right? A political experience, a political stance. Right, they sided with the government, actually the opposition at the time, and say, man, we support everything you do, and once you support us. So when you see that the TUC leader comes back and say, y'all are making this too political, and because of that, we will abdicate our responsibility to have a solidarity march, and let y'all march, and we will stay home. I'm not sure what the alternative, he didn't really go and explain. If he does not march, if they do not march, what would they do? So the conclusion is, he would tell Labour to stay home. And I find that problematic. And this is where Labour is supposed to come and call in. What does he mean? He plans, his umbrella union plans to boycott their march. How can you boycott your own march? Something is wrong with this narrative. What does he mean that Labour has become political? Or the parade itself, better words there, has become too political? Who is he talking to? Is he talking to the COI? Is he talking to the FNM? Who exactly is he speaking about? Is he talking about to his trade union partners? How long did Mr. Ferguson feel this way? Because surely politics or politicos and Labour have been partners for decades, for its inception. The Progressive Labour Party has been marching for decades. People might say, well, them marching doesn't mean make it right. But surely, like when you're squatting on land and after 13 years, it becomes yours. Labor Day March belongs to political parties now. I was going to say belong to the PLP, but I could start being problematic on air. But we know and expect the PLP to march. When I was younger, the FNM used to march, and they stopped marching now. They give out water and thing. The COI is new. I'm not sure what they do in terms of labor. But the question is, should politicians, the government, and this stands when I mention government, I don't mean the function of the government, but the party of the government. So in this case, I mean the sitting party would be the PLP. And if it's the other case, the FNM, the sitting party, should they support Labour, show up and participate in terms of Labour? And are the PLP supporters who come out to march, are they part of Labour? Or are they part of something else? So that's our conversation today. We're going to read this article into the record. I know we had a statement the other day from the Belinda Wilson. What is her title now? Is she like the head of her trade union, or she's like a vice president?
I think she's either the chair or the vice chair. She's one either the president or the vice president.
Okay, yeah. But senior person inside their labor trade congress there. But anyway, let's read that that article, and then we'll go to the call. I see the callers already calling in to express their opinion on Labor Day. Do behemoths go to Labor Day? Is this part of our culture, part of our heritage, going to the march, participating in the march? What is the purpose of the march? What do, after the parade happens to Labour, what do they do besides walk?
TUC will not take part in Labour Day parade, Ferguson says. Trade Union Congress President Obi Ferguson said yesterday that his members will not take part in this year's Randall Fox Labour Day parade after the Progressive Liberal Party decided to turn it into a political parade. The party is preparing to launch its 2026 re-election campaign on Labour Day, June 6th. Ferguson said Labor Day has historically been a day exclusively for the workers, but that has now been misconstrued. Quote, Labor Day now is a, and we have to go to page 8, now is a political parade, Ferguson said during a press conference. Quote, that's not what we do. The people who aren't even part of a particular union, you'll see them dressed up in black and white. You'll see on Labor Day the different political colors. They aren't together. They are all fighting one another. We aren't into that. We are into helping one another, close quotes. Freddie Munnings Jr. said yesterday that the TUC has several outstanding issues with the government that need to be resolved. Quote, we repeat, we will not be on any march this year, close quote, he said. Ferguson said, instead of attending the march, TUC members will meet at the House of Labor on Wolf Road to celebrate and discuss current matters of concern, including the failure of the government to live up to commitments made in a memorandum of understanding signed in 2021. PLP Deputy Chairman O.B. Roberts previously told party members to, quote, prepare for political war, close quotes, which will begin on the Labor Day parade. Quote, we plan to march in mass numbers as crabs to demonstrate our might, our force, and our commitment as the PLP and the government of the Bahamas, close quotes, Roberts said. Quote, PLPs, we are looking forward to you coming out in great numbers. We want to see no less than 5, 6, 7, 8,000 of us. When we get to the top of East Street Hill, we want to see the numbers go all the way back to Wolf Road. He said he expects every PLP supporter to be on the Labor Day parade. Monetary prizes will also be offered for the branch that brings the most supporters. That was a moment of silence, so people could insert laughter wherever they wanted in that moment.
I like prizes. You don't like prizes?
After the parade, a rake and scrape concert will be held to celebrate Prime Minister Philip Davis's birthday. TUC members challenged political parties to show up to the parade in traditional black and white clothing to represent unity with workers. Quote, the TUC is not going to participate in the march because it has become a political event, and we're not going to be involved in something that is political, close quotes. Former PLP MP Code Smith said, let them join us, become workers. End of article. This is also, is it an article in the Tribune? You want to read from the Tribune article?
Read
as well?
So when a caller comes in, they have something to comment with. Go ahead and read the Tribune too.
All right. TUC will not march on Labor Day, say parade is now too political. The TUC is planning to boycott this increasing political co-opting of the annual event. TUC President Obi Ferguson, who represents nearly 18 unions, made the announcement yesterday during a press conference at the House of Labor, telling union leaders and members. He said the decision came after internal discussions and a consensus that, and we're going to go to page 5, the national celebration has strayed from its original purpose. The Tribune understands that the move stems from ongoing frustration over unfulfilled promises to the union movement, especially the failure to honor key commitments outlined in the memorandum of understanding signed before the last general election. Quote, we will celebrate Sir Randall Fox's Labor Day, close quotes, Mr. Ferguson said. Quote, we can celebrate it right down on Wood Road, I think he meant Wolf Road, in that dilapidated building. We can go right there. because that's supposed to have been completed by the 50th anniversary.
Hold on. Who was building this dilapidated?
And the House of Labor.
The union building is dilapidated? Uh-huh. And they pay union dues?
We can go right there because that's supposed to have been completed by the 50th anniversary. Close.
Who's supposed to complete it?
I don't know, but maybe it was in the MOU. Maybe it was one of those terms in the MOU that they're unsatisfied
with.
And
he wants them to go in the dilapidated.
No, he didn't say they can go in the dilapidated.
They can't go in it.
They can say they can go into it.
And stay outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Progressive Liberal Party officials have since announced plans to launch their election campaign on Labor Day and have urged supporters to get battle ready. Maybe they could urge their party members to battle the urge to run stop signs and red lights. Yesterday, Mr. Ferguson maintained that Labor Day has become more a platform for political campaigning than a solemn commemoration of workers' rights and struggles. Quote, this remind me when I was a young boy, I mean the culture. If you do not have a culture in the country, you have no country. Close quotes, Mr. Ferguson said. Quote, Labor Day has exclusively always been a day for workers. There has been no mix-up.
Labor Day or the Labor Parade?
Labor Day. Labor Day is for workers.
What about the parade?
Labor Day and the parade is for workers. Anything happening on the day is for workers.
After 30 years of marching with the workers, is no longer political? Something just happened, changes it after 30, 40 years?
I don't know. I imagine that you directing that critique at Ferguson and the unions that have participated in this charade. I like to call it a mockery for successive decades. There are other...
Decades.
There are other proponents of the discussion that have been critiquing the whole thing for decades, have been asking for years, year upon year upon year upon year, when will the labor movement exclude the political parties?
They are one. You join Labour, then you join into politics. They are one.
No, they aren't. There is a Labour to politics pipeline.
That's a part of our culture.
No, but no, it's not a part of our culture. It's a pipeline.
We do it all the time. What culture means?
It is not a part of our culture.
It's expected.
It is a part of imperialist culture.
That's part of our culture, too.
Sir, you are not an imperialist. I am not an imperialist in the same way that I'm not a capitalist. A capitalist.
I'm used
Even
to.
Frankie Wilson is not a capitalist, although he hopes that he could use the Bahamas as capital to maintain his wealth and to create generational wealth. That's a separate issue. We are not imperialists. This is not a part of our culture.
And they're all European words. We Africans didn't create none of those things.
Exactly.
So what are we?
TUC executive has announced, you want to know what we are?
Hope, just don't use no more of them European words, though, to describe us.
Lost. TUC executives announced that they will host their own Labor Day activities at the House of Labor starting at noon on June 6th.
The dilapidated
the
building?
The program will include speeches, performances, and what they described as, quote, a proper recognition of the Bahamian worker.
Outside?
Quote, we can have speakers because you know your issues, Mr. Ferguson said. We can have a beautiful Labor Day celebration.
We could have?
Mr. Ferguson has repeatedly voiced dissatisfaction with the Davis administration's handling of TUC's concerns, insisting that few, if any, issues have been resolved. Yesterday, the union leader said that less than 10% of the items in the signed MOU have been fulfilled, citing this as clear evidence of systemic neglect. I just want to stick a pin there. At this point, I could say that Mr. Ferguson, unfortunately, you are complicit in the
dilapidated building?
In the state of affairs. Because I begged for 2 years. I begged out loud on the radio for 2 years. For a copy of the MOU. I talked about it religiously, right? Pun intended, because, you know, union, parliament, church, all same place. I talked about it religiously. It took 2 years for me to get a copy of that document in my hand. I continue reading from the article. Quote, we got no personal issues with ministers or prime ministers, Mr. Ferguson said. Quote, we have issues that's affecting our workers, close quotes. He also disagreed with Labor Minister Pia Glover-Rowles' recent characterization of labor relations in the country as stable, describing the union's relationship with the Ministry of the Public Service and Labor as, quote, very conflicting, close quotes. He argued there is, quote, no justice and fair play, close quotes, when union members must seek redress from the very authority that made the contested decisions. He also joined other union leaders in criticizing Mrs. Glover-Rowles' dual role as labor and public service minister, describing the arrangement as a clear conflict of interest. He argued that the minister cannot lawfully or ethically act as both employer and regulator in matters concerning the country's roughly 20,000 public servants. Full stop. Could I stick a pin here?
Yeah, because I don't make no sense.
You must see. What part of it doesn't make any sense, Mr. Newman?
Because she doesn't employ anybody.
Oh, that's what you were going to say?
She's going to employ
somebody? Ferguson is correct. Ferguson is correct.
Employ? Who does she employ?
She sits as the minister responsible for the public service. Let me read it. As employer, because
she's not the employer.
Okay, I can continue reading from the article. Since the minister.
She's an employer?
I'm going to continue reading from the article, sir. I'm not going to answer that question.
I want to know if she's an employer.
The minister's authority to approve strike votes and certify trade disputes while also serving as the employer also undermines due process, he claimed. He warned that this overlap enables legal technicalities to be used against. Remember, equal among equals?
In parliament.
In cabinet?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a minister.
Yeah. It's but cabinet. She's not prime minister to be, yeah.
Okay, so you don't know what equal among equals
I know
means.
Equal among equals. So it could be someone else who could be equal?
He warned that this overlap enables legal technicalities to be used against unions in court, potentially leading to dismissed cases. Quote, she cannot be judge, jury, and executioner all in one, close quotes, Mr. Ferguson said. She signed a trade dispute against herself. That does not make sense. That is a legal contradiction.
They go to court. She is not a part of the court, is she? Or she is the judge in the court, too. So she's trifactor.
I don't know. What Mr. Ferguson is saying makes sense.
No, it makes no sense at all.
I mean, it makes as much sense as this PLP administration, Mr.
Like Lewis. I say, the reference of whether the PLP is making sense is something for the Bohemian people to decide. And they might not be making sense. And they will decide whether they think.
Sure, sure.
They will decide
it just
whether
goes to election. We just go to election
that's
and
what,
we elect
that's
another
what
set
system
of people.
We have.
No, that's not the system we have.
What system do we have?
Mr. Newry, let's go to the phone.
Yeah,
line.
But I want to know what system we have.
You don't want to know what system
no,
we have because you know what system we
what
have.
What system do we have besides the democratic system we have now?
No, this is not a democratic system.
We don't vote?
Caller.
No, but I want to know what system do we have?
I go into the caller, Mr. Newry.
Just to tell us what the caller
no, there is no answer for you, Mr. Newry.
There is no answer for the system we have?
Let's go to the phone line.
Okay, let me ask the caller what system we
you
have.
You ask the caller what system we have since you like well, wasting time well, with foolishness.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good day. Me and Erin ain't going to fight this time because she right on point.
We have no system?
A democratic dictatorship style of government.
I don't think democratic that. Hold on. Is that in the dictionary someplace or you just made it up?
Oh, yes, both words are in the dictionary.
No, it can't be both words. It got to be a term.
You
combine.
No.
Pause. You can't make up words. Even though you think you are apt to make up words, right? There's no such thing as a democratic dictatorship. Google it and call us back and read it for us.
No, thanks.
Call us back after you Google it, and then we'll establish that is a term. But you just can't make it up because you feel so. Then you could start making up all kind of other words just because you feel so. Just Google
it. Like words like garbage.
Garbage is a word.
And unaudited reports.
That's a word.
They're made up.
Unaudited.
They're made up.
Let's go Google unaudited report and see if that's not a word.
Democratic dictatorship is a phrase with varying interpretations often used to describe situations where political power is concentrated in the hands of a few while still maintaining some semblance of democratic participation. It can also refer to a theory of state where the ruling class, often a party, exercises power on behalf of the majority. Okay, here's an example.
Go ahead.
There's a thing called a pinglingism. Let me give you an example of it.
Is there an Ingramism also?
Of course there are.
What about a Minnesism?
No.
What about a Pintanism?
No.
Davisism?
No.
Just two people?
Yeah. There's a Fitzgeraldism.
There's a Fitzgeraldism?
Guy in there. Here's the point.
What about a Mitchellism?
obviously, without a doubt.
Okay, just making sure who all have isms.
Without a doubt. So it turns out that in the process of constructing the Bahamian Constitution, Sir Lyndon Pinling, before he was designated a sir, ensured the insertion of certain provisions within the Constitution different, that does not exist in other regional...
I don't think Linda was that smart.
I don't think you even heard, finished hearing what I was saying.
No,
so
but you suggested...
I don't think you're even listening, actually.
No, hold on.
I don't need to talk about it anymore because you're not actually listening.
Stick a pin. Like
the pin is stuck.
Yeah, just say hold on.
The pin is stuck on my lips.
How can I say stick a pin? Let me make a point.
I don't think that Sir Lyndon crafted the Constitution by himself. That you are suggesting that he alone was that smart that he inserted a particular mechanism that no one else was aware of.
Okay, I'm going to unstick my lips now because surely I didn't say he did it alone. A, B, I never said that he constructed the entire Constitution on his own.
Okay.
What I am saying is that he devised,
you're saying that
in
he
consortium
devised.
With others, provisions that do not appear in other regional constitutions.
But everyone's
constitution
is different, isn't it? Oh, everyone constitution.
Sorry, I'm going to stick my pin. Look at all the calls on the line and the text. I'm going to stick the pin myself.
I just want to know that every...
You don't want to know anything.
No, that's what I'm asking.
You don't want to know because I'm explaining it to
you. Every constitution the same or every constitution different? It's enacted separately and depending on the country itself. I'm just asking. Because it sounds like you're saying that
Caribbean is
unique and that everyone else who is generic.
In fact, I shared with you very clearly. I didn't go as far as pellucidly because that tends to confuse people, right? Mm-hmm. That we altered the model that we were given.
I'm saying that surely everyone
What's implied is that, yes, everyone had the opportunity or the space.
That's a good thing.
Oh, sorry. That's my bad. The phone line, I'm going to stick a pin.
Okay.
I'm going to stick a pin, but I want you to see it straight through my lips.
Okay. Let's make sure. Let's go to the caller's demo. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Neri.
Hey.
Hey, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir.
Poppy here.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if there's a word, hypocritical system. Yeah, what kind of system? I think sometimes it comes across like a hypocritical system. They say one thing, but they ain't really...
No, that's... People say one thing. The system doesn't say anything.
System ain't say nothing.
What did the system say?
The system would be have allowed these people to pretend to be what they ain't.
Our system has checks and balances. You allow these people to pretend what they ain't.
The conclusion would
be that you're the hypocritical person because you allowed it.
Yeah, we a part of the system. Right?
No, it's I'm not a part of the system.
Just me one?
Only one complaining right now. So
okay,
we talk
so
about
let
you.
Let me move on then.
Okay.
I want to say to Obie Ferguson, don't be ashamed. Don't feel bad. You ain't only one guest swing. Making promise with the prime minister. I think that's what you call an MOU when they promise to do certain things. Him and Fred Mitchell. I know the unions has come down hard on you and say that's good for you and stuff like that. But boy, I pray and I wish you all could come together. I wish Madam President Kingsley Ferguson and the rest of them, I wish all of them could come together and show the government that and they could tell you. Because guess what? This division, that's what has caused us the problem right there. They know that they take advantage of it. You know how long we've been playing politics with our parade and stuff like that? When it comes, and I wonder if I respect him a little bit, Obie Roberts, Bradley Roberts' son, but they should be ashamed of themselves. In the past, we don't really have to ask people to come out to them parades. I mean, political people.
You get paid people.
When it's close to the election, they're eager to come out.
You get to incentivize them with cash prize.
Telling them you can give them funds who bring out the most people. I mean, and that might have always been...
Papa, let me ask you just before you go.
But you
believe that the TUC should boycott their parade?
Yes, I agree with it. I think, Madam President...
And you think they should go into the dilapidated building that's condemned or stand outside and block the East Street?
Go to the church first. Do the
what church?
Service first. You understand why the reason why the place still dilapidated like the government promised?
Who building is it?
It's not like the government was working with them to keep it up.
No, man, we can't be using my money for that.
They can't be. So listen to me. Keep your eyes open because I'm blind. I keep my ears open, right? Let's see if the president of the BPL or BBC... With a guy named Wilson. Let's see if we can listen to his leader. I think his group is a part of TUC, Obie Ferguson. Them. He didn't be in Odette the other day. He was on the TV talking good about the government because he's saying he understand what we ain't understand yet with this BPL deal and Pike and all of them and all that stuff. So I'm wondering if he can march on the parade, maybe in support, I don't know if in support of the PLP government or what, then you get the National Insurance Group of people. They just signed one big contract the other day. They didn't bear no Devin Obi. Them was doing it, neither with the teachers, sorry, young doctors and stuff. But I wish Madam President Melinda Wilson and the rest of them, it would just be something like God work it or just repairs or whatever. Just do it for one time. All of them should boycott that parade. They shouldn't go there. They shouldn't go there. Let Brave Davis them see that. Show them better than we can tell them. They should be ashamed of themselves. And you know what I call that with 8,000 views? I call it rent a crowd. Anyone. Just put on the shade, man. You get this when you finish. Rent a crowd.
I hear you, Paul. If the various labor umbrellas can't march together
you think the Brave Davis birthday party could be so loud they could hear it from the hospital?
I know why they're having a birthday party for Brave Davis. How old are you going to be? 74? 75?
You think they could hear it from the hospital, though?
I'm sure they can hear it from the hospital.
Just
be loud, the speakers.
Yeah.
Yes, let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio. Hey,
thank you for taking my call. I need to define the system for you, Mr. Nouri.
Go ahead.
It's called colonial democracy.
Yeah, man.
That's run mostly by sadistic, those who like to gain pleasure from
zombies. Let me ask you this. Any other democracy you can name that was not created by these colonizers? Just name one.
No, I can't, but I can tell you one.
So give me an example of a system that we should adopt.
We should adopt our own.
Give me an example of us creating. Hold on. They still are using the same democracy system. Even though you're trying to say they don't have elections, you're trying to say they don't have presidents and prime ministers.
Elections are not exclusive to democracy.
I'm trying to say.
They don't need elections in Burkina Faso because the people actually stay up all night to protect their president.
As you know, we are not getting any news from Burkina Faso. We're just getting clips from the bots from Russia. What is happening in Burkina Faso since they had the coup and they controlled all media and all systems and we don't know what's happening. So according to only the clips that the bots keep come out, and we have no critical analysis of someone saying we go in there and asking questions. There's no opposition.
Man,
there's one person
you
in charge.
My point is,
where are you getting your news from?
Well, I can call you privately and show you, Nouri.
You can show me the clips from the bots.
No, okay. I can show you something completely different.
And where you can show me it from? Because only the clips of the bots have you seen now.
Yeah, well, probably you're limited in that. But
if you go on YouTube and you go on social media and you get all the clips from the bots, you need to say, man, I can't use this.
Oh, we got issues. No, you got problems.
I just say, just find something when you're calling me, just don't use the bots.
Two alternate systems of governance, Ubuntu and RHEL Selweb.
And they still use the democracy.
No, they don't.
You're trying to say, which country? Just call a country. Just any country you want in Africa.
Anyone older than the U.S.?
Any country.
Any country that's older than
anyone,
the U.S.
Anyone.
I called it. Any country that's older than the U.S.
Just name one. Just throw the name out.
Any country that's older than the U.S.
Throw the name out.
You throw it out since you're so ready to discount.
I just say throw it out.
You tell me the countries that are. That
you throw it out.
You tell me the countries that only had elections after the Europeans invaded. You prove that elections are exclusive to European
countries?
Democracy.
Okay.
You so, prove that on. Elections are exclusive to European democracies.
So
that they didn't exist anywhere in the world until Europe established their systems of democracy and spread them across the world.
You don't stick a pin in it very well.
Because I was a grouper.
I understand.
That's what you get.
Okay. North and South America uses what system? We can discount all of North and South America. Let's go now to Europe. So we have Europe.
You notice I'm not talking because you're talking foolishness.
Just give me an example.
You're talking foolishness.
North and
you
South
give an
America.
Example.
I just give one. North and South America uses European systems, right? And so can we agree
Did
with that?
Did they use European systems before the European conquest?
Countries. They had no countries before then? Or they had countries before then? They have countries now. Which one had? Give me another place where had a country.
Go to the phone line.
Give me an example.
Go to the phone line.
Give
You're saying that countries did not exist before the European system?
By not the definition
Go to
you're
the
using
phone
now.
Line.
Which
Go to
country,
the phone line.
Which
Go
country?
To the phone line.
What country existed?
Go to the phone line.
What country existed? Maybe nations existed, but not countries. They had no boundaries and stuff. They just seep into each other. I just trying to use the definitions that we use now.
Mrs. Neary, oh, just give me a good example. Line.
You don't get one good example. Let's go to the phone line.
I don't want you to keep saying the definitions you're saying.
I just did. You just.
I mean, it's up to you. You could say whatever you want to say, Mrs. Neary, but why say that and you can let the caller speak?
Go ahead, caller. Caller, Guardian Radio. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good afternoon or good morning. Sorry, I'm Cecil and Aaron. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Thank you.
Okay, and good morning to the nation. Yeah, they laugh. But you don't see Cecil, go to the phone line.
Don't be poking the situation, though.
No, I'm not poking the situation at all.
Okay, good.
I want to make an important comment, as a matter of fact. Look, with regards to the pronouncement by the leader of the TUC, Mr. Ferguson,
mm-hmm.
right? And understanding the history of unions and the importance of that particular day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And understanding the role that, in particular, the PLP played, right? In further fighting the cause with unions, right, and on behalf of unions, right. I don't think that if I were advising my prime minister, Mr. Davis, I would not have advised Mr. Davis to use the Labor Day as the day that the PLP launches its national campaign. I believe that because we are on record taking a very clear stand, a very concise stand, that we march with the labor because of the role that we played in helping to fight with labor rights.
Antoine, let me interrupt. You're saying Pardon? That the PLP should pull back and cancel the birthday party bash?
We are on record.
I just asked a question. You didn't answer it, though.
And I'm going to answer you.
But I just want to say yes, and then you go answer it, though. Or no, and then answer.
I believe we should pull back from that. Yes.
You should cancel the party.
No, cancel the event, which states that we are using that day
but the party's still there. Party will still be there.
You can having a party.
That's what people find offensive. Also,
but understand.
What about the march in itself? No, let me ask this question. What about the march in itself? Should they cancel and not be a part of the march? Because people are upset about that too. That's one of the points.
If I believe that the Prime Minister has the responsibility as the leader of the government and the leader of the PLP, the party synonymous with labor in this country, to reach out to the leader of the TUC and try and deal with the gap in the relationship.
They've been doing that for weeks, for months, Pardon for 3 years. They've been doing that for 3 years now.
Yes, but it is important, it is imperative that the PLP maintains its relationship with the labor leaders in this country because we are synonymous.
All those things that the labor minister has been saying, you're trying to say they're not doing it? That's what the PLP not doing?
What I'm saying to you very clearly...
I'm asking if she's failing. That's what I'm asking.
I watched the interview.
I'm asking if she's failing as
a
minister.
Yes, she's failing as a minister. I just want that. You need an answer. No, she's definitely failing.
I want Antoine to say it. Antoine, you agree that she's failing?
I'm not.
No, that's the question. That's the question, Antoine.
I'm not,
Antoine, you know when you don't answer my question, either yes or no, I just get vexed and they cut you off. And I just give you time. I can ask it again.
I will ask it again. Minister Pia Glover's role is failing.
See, there you go.
I do not agree.
Okay, go ahead now.
I do not agree. But what I do agree with is that if there is a void in the relationship between the PLP and the labor leader, Mr. Ferguson, and
so it's only about Mr. Ferguson? What if they have relevant, good...
Yes,
good...
he's the leader. So it is.
He's not the leader. He's the leader of one faction.
He's the leader of the TUC.
But what about the other factions?
That is the faction that signed the agreement with the Progressive Liberal Party in opposition that we expected, that we would have honored when we came to government. So he is very important. Let's not distract from the fact, Cecil. We ought to do whatever is necessary to repair the relationship with the leader of the TUC and with the other unions that fall under the TUC that also have dispute with our party. Because it is important that we celebrate on that day as one. It is important that we that we maintain historical facts and celebrate as one unit together, not a separated, not a dysfunctional unit, not on the PLP watch. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Right, you know, I listen to you while you're trying to make sense. Go ahead. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Go ahead. Guardian Radio AM. Call a girl once. Call a girl twice.
Hey, Neri. Good morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
I just wanted to piggyback on something very potent that previous caller Anton would say was speaking to, and that is a lot of persons are of the opinion that apparently the Labor Day parade is now highly politicized by these political parties.
How long has it been that way?
In fact, it's hijacked.
How long has it been that way?
It's been for a while. And
how long is that for a while?
It's been for a while.
How long is for a while?
At least over the past, in my estimation, the past 10, 15 years.
Only 10, 15 years?
Growing, it's been growing to that point for quite some time. And a lot of people are concerned. Now, let me just stick a pin right here so I can make sense of all this.
But let me ask you this before you start. I don't think the FNM has marched on that parade going on 20 years. Now, that's 20 years now they haven't marched. Do you remember a time when the FNM used to march on the Labor Day parade?
No.
You don't remember a time when the FNM and the PLB used to march on the parade?
Well, yeah. If you put it like that, yeah. I think the first time.
Now my point
hold
is.
On,
it's
let
been...
answer, hold on, let him answer the question. That no. was an important point. When's the first. When So he asked if you ever seen the FNM, you say no. And then he asked if you ever seen a time when neither party marched on the parade.
That's been over 40 years ago.
And so what? And so what, Nuri?
Man, you told me 40 years ago was my culture. Now you say it's time to change it?
What is more concerning to me is that you just are willing to accept this as your culture?
I'm trying to say.
Over 40 years 40 of year, not changing, I guess
know,
it is your
I know when I was five and watching the Labor March, a march on East Street and seeing both PLP and FNM. I'm trying to say, surely you watched it. It's been 40 odd years. I'm trying to say, where were you? Go ahead.
Okay.
Where were you?
Let me just conclude this.
But where were you in the last 40 years?
40 years ago, I was here.
So you saw it then?
Yeah, but that's
part of my culture.
We saw the lead up to where it is now.
There was in the towers. There was in the hundreds.
For a little while, but let me just finish this.
Okay.
Bottom line here is that in the labor movement, yes, it's a celebration of those who the behemoths who have toiled, or even those who are not behemoths. Who have toiled in our system came out to celebrate our system of labor in this country. But it's been hijacked for far too long by political parties. And I'm saying both PLP and FNM, but more noticeably, the PLP. Now, I would say to the government, the current administration, that no one is saying that the political parties should not participate. We believe that the numbers should be cut back sufficiently and have the members of that party, who are also laborers of this country, who are part of these unions, let them march with their particular unions and have X amount. Listen,
Jeff,
go ahead.
You saying that the PLP put gun on these people's head and say you can't march with them?
I didn't say they put gun.
I thought that's what you had to say.
Is the threat of political victimization a sufficient? Is pointing a gun at someone's head a euphemism for the threat of political victimization? Because I think that is real.
You saying that the PLP would victimize their own members if they don't march with them?
How many war rooms the PLP have?
You saying the PLP one leader, one party.
How many war rooms the PLP have?
I don't know. But you saying
they
the
have
PLP
more than they have more than none, right? They have more than none, right? They have more than none, right?
They have a lot.
You remember the video?
I'm just stunned that you think the PLP would victimize the members if they may march with the union.
Do you remember the video and the audio that came out during the most recent PLP convention where it started with the words Shane and Robin pulling train on the PLP? They did that. The PLP did that to their own members just for vying in an internal election. I just saying.
You think the PLP would victimize their members for marching with their union? I just Aaron. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm listening to the show. And first of all, I like to comment on Don. That's probably one of the few times when Don actually called it and made a lot of sense. It was actually objective about what he had to say. Secondly, what the leader to you said is indeed correct. And you said it's not, you disagreed, right?
You're saying that we supposed to pay to build their dilapidated building that they're allowed to dilapidate?
What are you talking about? No.
What you talking about then? That's what we're talking about.
What I'm saying is...
So I want to know your stance on that.
Hello?
You believe... Hold on. I have a conversation with you. Do you believe that the Bahamian people should pay for the house of labor?
So you didn't let me make my point.
I asked you a question. I'm sorry.
About the conflict of
interest. I have the point, my finger there, and I'm trying to ask you a question so we can have a conversation, but you don't want to answer, then, so I can't let you talk. Let's go to the next call. Guardian Radio AM.
A pleasant good day. Ms.
Good day. How are you doing today?
Good day.
I am good. My name is Bradley Kemp. I'm the National Vice Chair for Logistics of the Progressive Liberal Party and also the Chairman for Labor Day Parade.
So you're the one who hijacking the Labor Parade?
Well, that is what Mr. Kingsley wants people to believe.
The Labor does not want you on their parade.
But for a second, Mr. Kemp, I've never heard Wesley or Kingsley or O.B. Ferguson. I've heard none of the Fergusons say that. But I also... believe that. What do you say to those people who are not involved in politics, who are not involved in any of the labor movements, who have an objection or a concern about historically what appears to be a PLP consuming the Labor Day parade, but is specifically and contemporarily right now, this announcement, right? Not only that the PLP are launching their campaign on the Labor Day parade, but that they announced it with the language "battle ready, get ready for political war." What do you say to people who are not involved in politics, not involved in the labor movement, who also share the same concerns and sentiments?
Well, what I would say to them, Ms. Green, is that politics belongs to Bahamians. All right, politicians represent all Bahamians, not a handful, not a sector. Individuals, but politics and politicians represent every living Bahamian in this country. And also on top of that, every living Bahamian in this country in some form or another has a job, okay, and they work, and they're entitled to be a part of Labor Day. Labor Day, when it was originally brought forth for the people. It came about to celebrate the workers of the nation.
You mean it's not for just the unions?
It's not just for the unions. It's to celebrate the workers of the nation, okay? And for the union to come now at this point and say that, politics should be kept out of Labor Day, it is disingenuous. I mean, because, and then furthermore, they are the ones that is making this political. See, you have to understand.
So how quickly can the PLP organize to purchase all of their participating members' black and white apparel for the Labor Day march?
We don't need to purchase.
Well, why do you need to march in the PLP colors then?
We don't need to rent a crowd, as Papa says.
But why do you need to march in the PLP colors?
Mentally and physically.
Why? Okay? Why do you have to march in the PLP colors then? Why can't you all assume the color scheme?
Ms. Green, we have always marched in the PLP colors.
Okay, so what's the rationale then, Mr. Kemp? What's the rationale for that decision to always march in the political colors?
Because listen to me, we are giving our supporters what they want. These are ideas of our supporters that is brought to us.
So your supporters over the last 40 years have told you that they don't feel like they're really participating in the parade unless they do so in the political party colors?
Green, if you take from the supporters, they will not come on the parade.
Okay, then. If you don't give them a PLP shirt, they ain't coming on the parade?
Ms. Green, our supporters insist that we march in our political service.
Okay.
They insist that we do it, organize and everything. And if you don't give them a political service, 2-1, you will not have as many persons on the parade as you expected. They choose to march in their political service.
Okay.
Are you forcing the PLP members to not march for the union?
Not at all.
What about the victimization? Are you victimizing... Your members?
Not at all. We have never victimized anybody.
We do not pay anybody to come on the parade. We simply encourage them to support your organization. They are the ones that make the decision as to how they want to march on the parade with respect to our political paraphernalia and whatsoever. All right, we do not put a gun to any of our supporters' head. We do not victimize them, and we do not tell them that if they don't take part, that we're going to do this and we're not going to do that. We don't do that.
The people don't want you all on their parade. But just
which people is that, Mr.?
The TUC.
But beyond the TUC, beyond the TUC,
the TUC does not own the parade.
Mr. Kemp, there are people beyond the TUC. Like that's moot. We could put that on the table. There are people outside of the political opposition. There are people outside of the union space that also have grave concerns about what appears to be a historic co-opting of the movement. What if I told you that Sir Randall Foulkes, after the momentous decision to side, when they say side with the PLP, give the PLP the majority, what if I told you he said, akin to Martin Luther King Jr., he feared that maybe he integrated his people into a burning house. He said maybe he should have sided with UBP. What do you say then to this idea that the PLP and the labor movement have always been synonymous?
Well, you have to take in case and point the word that you're using. He said maybe, okay? He didn't say he did. You understand? So the thing is, you know, maybe I did the right thing in doing it, okay? So it could go either way. He did not definitively say, you know, I did.
Thank you very much. Your lines are full. I think Randall Foulkes had no choice. If he decided with the UBP, it was going to be chaos in the Bahamas.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
Doing well.
Aaron Green, let me ask you a quick question. Didn't Sir Randall Foulkes became a politician?
He was a politician.
Okay. If he was a politician and he sided with the PLP, what's the problem with the PLP marching on a Labor Day parade in their powerful medias?
First of all, the fancy academic people will tell you there's something like a straw man argument. That's a little mechanism you did. First of all,
it's not a mechanism, Aaron Green. It's the facts.
You want me to respond?
I would love you
because
to respond.
Because here's what the facts are, right? So Randall Foulkes was a labor advocate and a politician.
Yes.
He was not a member of the PLP.
I understand.
Was he ever a member of the PLP?
Yes.
Didn't they have a march on the Labor Day parade in their powerful medias for many years also? It wasn't a problem then, right?
Yes, it was a problem then.
Wasn't Obie Ferguson the same one that signed the memorandum?
I don't care about Obie Ferguson and his position because you. Hold on, pause, sir. You can pause before I hit the button.
That's what. Whatever you want to do.
Good. Thank you for telling me I could do whatever I wanted to do. Yeah. You called in very aggressively to ask me a thing. I don't care about Obie Ferguson's position. I'm telling you my position on the matter. And if you're going to call in so aggressively, what you're going to do is you're going to practice integrity and you're going to listen. See, I don't understand why some of y'all insist on calling the radio to embarrass yourself in that way. First of all, you come in aggressively and rudely, mistaking an opportunity to speak, the right to engage with a right to abuse. Secondly, you won't pause and listen. You can't call in and be rude and then expect to stay on the phone. That's simple. Thirdly, if you could do it, it'd have to be witty and funny. Yeah? A lot of people could do that. You cannot. I'm not Obie Ferguson. I don't care about Obie Ferguson's position. I have been critiquing strenuously, vigorously, strongly, and firmly the labor union for years now. I don't care about what they think in this critique. No more Fergusons in the union. No more Wilsons in the union. We've hit our quota. Is that sufficient to remind you of the critique? Just because political parties have co-opted the labor movement from the labor parade from its inception doesn't mean that it belongs to political parties. You all think you own everything in this country, but to be honest with you, you take that ownership and then take the critique. you own it, and you're doing a horrible job.
Let's go to the caller, but let me read this. This is what O.B. Ferguson said. Look at the House of Labor. You tell me in any country in the world you have a building as significant as House of Labor where the new Bahamas came from, and you're not prepared to fix it, but they give the Dundas Civic Center over $300,000?
Who said that?
That's O.B. Ferguson.
No, see, this is what I say, Mr. Ferguson. The unions are derelict. Both the unions and the government are complicit. And that's why for those of us who sit on the outside of politics and the outside of the labor movement, it is hilarious. It is hilarious to see y'all punching at each other in this paper bag. This is a situation that you guys have created, and you expect the Bahamian people to support you, and you think y'all could use the allure of jobs and the threat of not having a job, right, as a way to compel people to engage your side of the discussion. Both the political class and the labor movements are complicit in this state of affairs.
Let me run through these callers. Quickly, caller, you have 30 seconds on each one. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Biden Radio AM, 30 seconds, yep. So be quick.
Hello?
Go ahead, your 30 seconds, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Dave Beckford, Vice President of General Workers Union. I just want to say that I completely disagree with the comments made by President O.B. Ferguson. Our Labor Day is for the workers, and the workers have a right to march. I think to tell their unions not to march, and to me it appears as if he is making this political. Because at the end of the day, this is a union-friendly government. Compare this, what this government has done,
Dave, you sound
to what
PLP.
The former administration has done. And it's like night and day.
Dave, you sound again, PLP.
Pardon?
You sound PLP.
No, I'm talking the truth.
Use PLPA.
We could not even have a motorcade.
Use PLPA,
under
Dave.
Administration.
I can see it. I can sense it. But
the question
it,
you need to ask is, how much industrial agreements were signed under the former administration?
Signing of industrial agreements don't mean anything.
We have a right to march.
You do.
I encourage our workers to march.
Thanks, Dave.
You have a right to march. Of course you have a right to march. That's not a question. First of all, just signing an industrial agreement means nothing.
I think the union can boycott the TUC, and they will march. Go ahead, Kermit. Just squeeze this last one in. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. I'm squeezing you in. You have 30 seconds.
With too much scotch drink or too much talking about scotch, but on Sunday show on The Guardian, Quincy get a show, come on with him and Machu. Machu say last week, I always wanted to ask you about it because it sounds like you, anyhow, Machu say that's too much money the government given to the Dundas Center. He said it on Quincy's show.
That's too much money?
Hold on, Matthew, who though?
I don't know what Machu last name. He's co-hosted with Quincy Powell.
I can check it out. Because I know a Matthew who's in the theater world, and I would just wanted to get a sense of the context.
Drinking scotch or tasting scotch or something like that. I know if it was
too much money for the arts.
Too much money the government giving the Dundas. And I don't know if they agree or disagree.
Too much money for the arts.
For the Dundas, yeah.
For the arts.
Yeah, say that's too much money.
Okay, thank you very much. Squeeze one more in, please, man, Kermit. Do me a favor, man. Do me a favor. Then you can't squeeze for me. That's your boy, Kermit, man. This has been Guardian Radio AM with CA Dury. The conversation get hot. We run out of time. Tomorrow we might be able to talk more labor, but that's the budget, right? I can see if I can get under Aaron.
They say labor belongs to the politicians. Talk
labor
about
belongs
labor
to the people.
The laborers won't
and the
care.
Politicians are people too.
The laborers won't
and they
care.
Should be able to march if they want to march. And if the unions can't convince their workers to come and march with them, that's they have problems. That's how I look at it.
Signing off from this corner of the plantation. This has been Guardian Radio AM.
I love,
CA Newry.
I love plantation life.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Sons. Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Measles is on the rise around the world and the Bahamas is at risk,
which makes us very vulnerable as a nation for the possible outbreak of measles cases.
Every Saturday in May from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Ministry of Health and Wellness will host MMR immunization visits in South Beach, Coconut Grove, Fox Hill, and Elizabeth Estates. Clinics in these areas will remain open until 8 p.m. twice per week. Get your child immunized now.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.